The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, long time ago now at this point, 15 years ago. But ever since, I've been trying to avoid a real job. It's going pretty well, actually. Got a bunch of media gigs, got a boatload of podcasts. I thought yesterday's Ross Tucker football podcast with Brett Toth, the former Army captain, like captain of the U.S. Army. I don't mean captain of the Army football team, although he probably was perfect for Memorial Day. And the college draft, we're continuing our series where we talk about every single draft pick and the top undrafted free agent for every team. So I encourage you to check that out as well. This show is maybe our most popular one. It's only once a week. It's the Even Money Betting Podcast. Primarily popular because we win. We do pretty well because of this guy, Steve Fezzik. Check him out on social media at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod across all the various social media channels. Love those of you that follow, engage, whatever. And you can also always check us out, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Steve, how are you?
I am awesome, Ross. Happy Memorial Day weekend post-mortem.
You know, it's funny. You always say you're going to peel back the curtain a little bit. So we go down to the beach most weekends in the summer. And we come back, you know, the morning that we have to be back for work and school. So got up at 3:08 a.m. this morning and drove back. That's how we roll. It's just the better way to do it, to be honest with you, because then it's like it feels like you have a whole extra day there. You're not worrying about it all day. What time should I leave and traffic or whatever? So it was an awesome, awesome weekend. But as my wife said, as we were driving back and we got home, all right, back to reality, right? Because you have feels like you have this long 3-day weekend, really feels like 4. And then we are back at it. But we do have an NBA Finals matchup, Steve. Finally, I'm excited to get to NFL bets week 2 through 18 with you a little bit later on the show, because we talked last week about your best bets for NFL week 1. Now we can move on from week 1 a little bit and some of the specific games that you saw over the course of the season, maybe even October in particular, that we can focus on some of the non-week 1 games. But we need to talk right now about the NBA Finals because it is fresh in our minds, and I'm curious what you're thinking as you look at this.
Number one theme, Vegas does not like to make changes to NBA power ratings. This has been a strategy for Vegas and for bettors that has worked for years. Don't overreact to a short-term sample. Teams are who they are, as long as LeBron James isn't on that team. and then the team gets much better in the playoffs. And so what happened? Well, Vegas and the bettors got the Miami Heat wrong. Consistently, Vegas kept valuing Miami like they were an 8 seed. And that carried forward even into Game 7 against Boston, despite playing them even in the first 6 games. The Celtics were not only a 7.5-point favorite in Game 7, but even after their best player, Tatum, is clearly injured and hobbled at halftime, Miami's up 9. So what should the second half line be? Oh, well, okay, Boston should be a favorite. They were, Ross, they were a 7.5 and even an 8-point favorite. So think about this. Vegas and the bettors were saying Boston was the clearly far, vastly superior team. Of course, that was not the case at all last night. Okay, so Vegas and the bettors will finally react here in the finals, right? Nope. Denver Nuggets, Ross, for the series, you have to bet 400 to win 100. Game 1, Denver Nuggets are now at some books up to a 9-point favorite against Miami. The disrespect for Miami continues into the finals.
Wow. So I guess my first question is, what do we have in terms of data over the years, Steve, for one team sweeping their opponent versus the other team having to fight through a 7-game series? Because that was the first thought I had.
Well, in terms of Game 1, the team that had to play the grueling series, as long as they're home, tends to do just fine, all right? As long as it's not an immediate turnaround, as long as they have at least 2 days off. In fact, there was a trend out there. If you actually have 2 to 5 days off in your home, you do very well. The problem is Miami isn't home. Miami is just off of a historic upset. And frankly, the second of these playoffs, because they beat Milwaukee round one. So the spot is tremendous for Denver. So that 8.5 to 9-point spread for Denver game one won't be duplicated in game two. I will predict the game two line, if Denver wins game one, will drop and only be 7.5 to 8.
Wow. But Denver's still going to be favored by that much in every game of the series?
When they're home, absolutely. Yes. And part of that is Denver's been at home. Who knows how focused they've been, but you know, there's no altitude adjustment. They're not coming from sea level. They've been at altitude the last, you know, week. That's a big edge for a Miami team gassed after a 7-game series having to go into that altitude.
I really wonder on some level, Steve, whether or not that long of a layoff hurts the Nuggets. I mean, that's a long layoff from playing basketball, getting out of your routine.
Oh, spot on. So it's rest versus rust. And certainly Denver would have been better off in retrespect if they had had, you know, 4 days off instead of, you know, a week plus off. Yes.
Well, listen, it's Denver, it's Miami. The fight for the title is on, Steve, and you can join the NBA Finals action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can place a $5 bet during the NBA Finals and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers, because I know a lot of you are already DraftKings customers, can take a shot at bigger payouts with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Open the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place your stepped-up same-game parlay by combining 3 or more bets from any NBA Finals game. Boost your NBA winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code ROSS. New customers, you place that $5 bet, score $200 in bonus bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code ROSS. Steve, how will you be betting the NBA Finals?
I will selectively be looking at prop betting on players, and I will certainly be live betting, you know, throughout these games. That's betting pre-flop. I got to be honest, very little interest in it. I was fighting with one of my friend sharps. I was screaming at him, we got to lay 7.5 on Denver. And he was making all the cases I just made about how good Miami was. And I was telling him, Ross, irrelevant. Lock in -7.5. We'll fire back on Miami at post. We'll be happy to have it in our back pocket, just how pros bet numbers.
Yeah, right. That makes perfect sense to me. Let's get into the NFL a little bit, because last week we talked about week one. But we didn't really get into season win totals or futures or weeks 2 through 18 now that the NFL schedule has been released. We focused heavily last week on your best bets for week one. And you talked about, Steve, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen or watch if you didn't already. But we talked about how you only have 15 minutes to fire on a lot of these lines that you feel like are mispriced. Talk about your process for weeks 2 through 18. Because obviously, when the schedule was released, I'm assuming you were focusing on week one. When did you then dive into 2 through 18 and some of the rest disparity, bad spot stuff that we went over with Warren Sharp a couple weeks ago?
Okay, so literally about 5 hours after I get done with week one, it's like midnight, and I start looking at all the weeks. Now, I actually don't focus much on the rest disparity, the Warren Sharp situations to bet game of the years, and here's why. My experience has been bettors are like goldfish. We're busy. We forget things. We're so busy betting all other sports, betting MLB, got to bet against the Oakland A's each and every day, of course. So by the time October 28th rolls around, we've forgotten about that Warren Sharp told us this is the worst spot of all time for some team. And the market makers, the odds makers, just going to open the line based upon their power ratings then. So I don't need to tie up my money for just these great spots typically. I'm actually looking to make bets where the lines don't make sense versus the power ratings on the teams. And I felt bad that I gave out a bunch of bets I made that were no longer available last week. So this week, good news, Ross, I'm going to give out 6 best bets in October that are currently available at our DraftKings book.
Wow. That's crazy. Let's hear them.
All right, let's go to October. October 5th, Jacksonville, Buffalo. Game is in London. Jacksonville will be in London for 2 weeks. I think it's a big advantage for Jacksonville. They're used to the trip. It's their home away from home. And because of that, I can't imagine that Jacksonville is going to come more than 3 in this game. But they're currently +3.5, lay $1.20 against the Bills team that, frankly, I think is a little overrated. Give me the hook on the 3. Ross, I know you love that +3.5. That's my first best bet.
Yes, I do love 3.5. That's my favorite amount. Because what does 3.5 tell you? I mean, 3.5 tells you that they're pretty closely matched teams. It's going to be a competitive game. And to be able to get more than a field goal, I think, is gigantic in those situations. What I think, what scares me a little bit about that one, Steve, is we don't really know how a team does in a back-to-back game in London yet. They haven't done it yet. We don't know how a team does staying in London all week. Or is it a positive because they're used to the time zone and all that stuff? Or are they there so long that they start sightseeing and doing other things and lose focus?
I think it's going to be a team bonding thing like San Francisco always does when they go east. I will be the first to admit that I'm not an expert on the distractions in England versus other places of the world. But I don't think, by contrast, you're going to be getting into as much trouble in England as you would, say, an extended week in Houston or South Beach. So I think it's a good spot.
Well, pretty much anywhere, certainly in the United States, you can drink Labatt Blue Lights like I did this past weekend. Incredible. You want to take whatever you're doing to the next level? Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, one down, Steve. 5 to go. What's your second? Are these all in October? What's the timing on these?
They're all October 5th through October 17th, I believe. Yes, so week 6.
Wow, you have 6 best bets in a 2-week period? How is that possible? And you don't have any others in September? Because you gave us a bunch of week ones, but you didn't give us other ones in September.
The reason being is I bet a whole bunch of ones in September and I checked and those lines have moved and it makes sense. The bettors don't want, the deeper you go into the season, the more likely the numbers stay. So the weeks 2 and week 3 bets were a little closer to the finish line and the bettors, you know, attack those more aggressively.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. So then let's hear number 2.
Number two, and this is the weakest of the six, but it's illustrative, so I wanted to give it. Dallas is at the 49ers. The Niners are -2. I lean to the Niners. I think the Niners are the slightly better team. It's marginal, but here's what I love about DraftKings. Ross, not only do they have a spread, they have a money line on each and every game, and the Niners are cheap. They're -125. A -125 money line is actually a better bet than laying two -$1.10. So because I get that cheap money line, that pushed me over the edge just enough to back the 49ers, all they got to do is win the game.
Ooh. Do you look at that for every bet? I mean, I'm assuming you do.
I do, and 90% of the time I land on the spread. Only about 10% of the time do I wind up with the money line. Big reason is oftentimes the money lines are the same in most books, whereas on the spread, you can get reduced vig, you can get an extra half a point here or there. So there are bargains to be had typically on the spread versus the money line.
Interesting. Okay, what's number three?
Number three, this will be illustrated. Same thing with a cheap money line. This one actually is my favorite bet. Washington at the Atlanta Falcons. We can bet the Atlanta Falcons on the money line -$1.10. In what universe? What universe? What Guardians of the Galaxy 4 universe can we bet the better team at home and not have to lay any points and get them -110? Give me the Falcons. Love that bet.
Wow, that's interesting. So I would imagine, in my mind, Steve, I would think the money line is just kind of a mathematical equation related to the spread. Why would there ever be value there relative to the spread or not?
Well, you have to take that up with the DraftKings odds makers because they have Atlanta -1, lay 105. So think about this. It's like buying a half point on the one for 5 cents. And I think they're just rounding. They know the money line should be like -$1.13. And they're like, we're going to make it -110 or -115. We'll just make it -$1.10, which is a great thing for the bettors.
Interesting. Okay. That is a pretty good bet to get the Falcons on the money line like that. All right. What's number four?
Number four, let's lay a little lumber. Kansas City Chiefs -7 against the Denver Broncos. I get it. Denver's going to be considerably better. I actually think they're going to be at least an average team this year, but the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. Can't be making this line 7 in Arrowhead. It's got to become higher. Kansas City -7.
Wow. It'd be so interesting to see what these lines end up being, you know, when you actually get to the game. Obviously, we'll have access to so much more information at that point, so it's totally irrelevant, but that's interesting to hear what you think now. All right, that's four. What about five?
And by the way, there's not one line I saw that's greater than 10 right now at DraftKings. So think about this. You know there's going to be lines over the course of the year that are 18, 19, 16, 21. So if you can forecast them correctly and find a team you can lay 7 on that might well be 14 later in the year, what a great bet. Fifth bet, Pittsburgh Steelers at the Rams. Pittsburgh -115. I got to tell you, Pittsburgh is not just better. They're much better than the Rams this year. Further, there'll be as many Pittsburgh fans in L.A. as there will be L.A. Ram fans, especially after the Rams start 2-3. So a hidden home field sound advantage for Pittsburgh. I like the Steelers.
Yeah, that one makes sense to me for sure. Okay. And last but not least,
here's the theme, anti-Ram theme. I really think the Rams are headed for a bad year. Maybe they're going to get worse as the year progresses, but, you know, losing all those defensive players, all those defensive starters, Dallas Cowboys, I bet against the Cowboys, against the Niners. I'm going to back the Cowboys -6.5 against this lowly Ram team. Here's a spread, bold prediction. By the time this game kicks off, this line's going to be 10. Let's lay 6.5 right now.
Steve, you hate the Rams this year, like hate them.
I do.
I mean, they still have Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, Sean McVay.
How motivated is Aaron Donald going to be playing with a whole bunch of new friends starting around him? And Cooper Kupp is not going to go for 2,000 yards again. And Stafford, who knows if he's going to last more than 4 weeks behind center. It's not just me that hates the Rams. The marketplace hates the Rams. Rams season win number was 7.5. It's down to 6.5. Everyone is betting under on the Rams.
The marketplace loves OmahaSteaks.com with promo code EVEN at checkout to get $30 off your qualifying order. You know why? Because I had some of these over the weekend, these fork tender bacon wrap filet mignons. It's amazing. I love just the thought process of a guy being like, you know what? We have a filet. It's delicious. What if we just wrap bacon around it? Like, whoever invented that, genius. They also have air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. You know what that means, Steve? Air-chilled? The chicken breasts, I don't even know what air-chilled means, but they were good.
You lost me at bacon-wrapped. It's true. You bacon-wrap a little chicken kebab, and it suddenly becomes a gourmet item.
Listen, Steve's a dad. I'm a dad. Whether he's your father, father-in-law, father figure, he's the guy who was always ready to step up. We needed him most. This Father's Day, show him the love. With the only gift that's unforgettable as he is, the mouth-watering perfection of Omaha Steaks. Perfectly aged, oh-so-tender steaks, the hand-selected gift packages. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to give dad what he really wants. Order today and get $30 off with promo code EVEN. And every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Minimum order may be required. See site for details. All right, what else do you have, Steve? Did you text me? You got a couple games of the year, too, or did I make that up?
Nope. Let's go hockey. I'm done with the games of the year, but there'll be many more. And what I texted you was that I think we're going to hold November and December, and there'll be opportunities there in future shows.
Okay, great. Yeah, tell me about the hockey. Well, no. Okay, so the I already know about the Golden Knights. You told me Golden Knights last week. Do you have a bet on it?
No, but the narrative on the Golden Knights is that, oh, Vegas is going to get crushed. Oh, the poor Vegas sportsbooks took all these bets on the Knights to win the Stanley Cup. If they win, Vegas is going to lose millions. Well, partially true, but the truth is Vegas is going to win millions net, and here's why. And this is the beauty, talk about it, of an automatic hedge of a bet. Every playoff game the Knights play, Ross, think about all of the extra revenue Vegas picks up at summer, which is used to be a slower time. Now it's never slow in Vegas. But all those people going to the game, all the people in the bars and the casinos rooting for the Knights, watching the game, and it's an excuse to go out, gamble a little bit, take in a show perhaps. The town just hops during any VGK game, road or away. And because of that, playing in the Stanley Cup, and should they win, think about how much popular they're going to be next year as well. So a really big plus for Vegas as a city that's going to make us millions and millions and millions of dollars as a city. Who cares if our crummy sports books drop $1 million on futures tickets?
What about the World Series of Poker event starting today, Steve?
Yeah, huge Vegas. So it's at Bally's, which is now called the Horseshoe, and Paris, which if you haven't been to Vegas, it's right across the street from the Bellagio Fountains. People think of like the World Series of Poker as the main event, the one big event that lasts a week in July. But there's events that go on from June 1st all the way to like July 10th. It is a huge event. It used to be held at the Rio. Now it's on the Strip. Traffic, Vegas has just gotten insane. And summer used to be a slow time. And now it is very difficult to navigate even down to the Strip. There are so many cars and so much construction. We're getting the Super Bowl, so there's no good paths. I live in Henderson in the foothills. All of my paths to the Strip are blocked by construction right now. It's crazy.
Oh, man. We didn't talk about this last week, Steve, but DraftKings gave me some interesting information. Do you know that the Chiefs are the only team favored in every game this year, and the Cardinals are the only team that's an underdog in every game? Either one of those mean anything to you?
Just when you're computing how many games a team's going to win, you can't just say they're favored, they're going to win. You got to convert that to a probability. I mentioned it, like Kansas City is laying 7 to Denver. They're going to win that game. No, they're going to win that game 78% of the time. Count that as 0.78 wins, etc.
You were right, by the way. The two biggest spreads, the Bucks getting 10 at the Bills and the Cardinals getting 10 against the Eagles. So we'll be curious to see what those end up being. The most bet future Super Bowl winner Eagles, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills in terms of the volume of bets. And then by handle, it's Bengals, Eagles, Chiefs. I mean, I guess people are betting the favorites, Steve.
Yeah, we used to joke about, like, there was in one NASCAR race, there were like 8 favorites that were all 7-1, Ross. And I saw a dude bet 100 on each. And I literally told him, I said, you know, if one of your guys wins, you break even or you lose $800. Probably not a good move.
The most bet win total is the Steelers over 8.5. But here's what's interesting to me. The most bet win totals. Steelers over 8.5. Bears over 7.5. Lions over 9.5. Ravens over 9.5. Packers. It's all over, Steve, to your point. Over, 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 over.
And the average over-under in the NFL, this sounds trivial, but it's 8.56 right now. It should be about 8.44. Why the difference? Teams can tie. That's why it's not 8.5. Why is it above 8.5? Because everybody loves betting on their team. The Steelers special investigation by the Even Money podcast has indicated Mike Tomlin, we're the only ones that know this, has never had a losing season.
Check him out on social media at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.